A controversial TV series has sparked a strong public backlash in Western Sydney this week before the show's even gone to air. The three-part series Struggle Street, beginning on SBS this week, follows the lives of a number of Mount Druitt families who were filmed over a period of 6 months. And judging by the promos that we've seen, it looks at issues like social disadvantage, drug addiction, and family dysfunction. But from the look of the ads so far, it's not necessarily promising to do that in a balanced way. Mark Hadley is Hope Media's TV critic, and he joins me now. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Claire. Thanks very much for having me on.
No probs. Look, the first thing that I want to talk about is the promos for this show, because that's what most of us have seen so far, as the show hasn't yet started. What's your reaction to the promos?
Well, initially I was a little less sceptical, because the way that TV programs are put to air, if you're going to sort of sell a viewer on the idea of watching something, you tend to actually scoop together all the most controversial bits,
best bits.
You've possibly got, put them in a promo, and then that, you know, it's not ideal, but it's not unusual. But what I discovered, I've actually watched the first episode. By virtue of being a media critic, I have access to this sort of stuff ahead of broadcast time. And weirdly, the promo that everybody was worried about is actually a direct lift from the program. So normally when you'd say a promo is a beat-up, you know, in the nicest possible way, this is actually just the core of the program. In fact, the promo that everybody's worried about is the introduction to the entire series. And so when you realize that it's not so much a compilation as an introduction as to how we are going to approach this, that starts to worry me much more as a producer or a writer, because I start to look at that and I go, well, you've actually just telegraphed where we're going for the next few episodes. And that's the concern I have, yeah.
Where they're going with the show seems to be very stereotyping and a misappropriation, I guess, of people's lives and people's pain.
I think there's two things we've got to bear in mind here. The first is that when you do documentary work, everybody learns something along the way, not just the viewer, but the people who are involved. You know, you actually tend to see yourself for the first time in an externalized way. And so I've been making documentaries for maybe 30 years now, and I always am surprised at what surprises the people who are involved in the documentary, because you were there, it was a camera, and sometimes people are just surprised to see themselves. You know, imagine, we all hate seeing ourselves sometimes on video, imagine seeing your life in that context, it can be hard. So I want to be careful when I say that the documentary people have set out to document what is going on in the edges of that particular suburb in Sydney and that particular struggles socially, but then what they've chosen to do is magnify certain aspects. So even in their own publicity, I'm reading off the SBS website at the moment, in Struggle Street, meet the people behind the labels Dole Bludgers, Housos, Druggos, and find out the circumstances and life events that led them to the difficult situations they face today. Well, the problem with even just using those terms is that you inflame a certain viewpoint in people's minds. So it doesn't really matter if you say, hey, there are really good reasons for this person being a druggo. The moment you call them a druggo, you actually raise certain ideals in people's minds as to how a person should live and shouldn't live, and that you declare these people as failures. You know, and that's a real problem. I feel that what is another amazing tragedy with this series, it doesn't even come out in the promo so much, but they've actually used a style of narration that has been critiqued and criticized in Australia for at least 20 years now. In particular, we'd know it best the Australian sort of satire series Frontline. It's studied in high schools now. The style of narration is so close to the, you know, the Marty D'Estasio character, the sort of beat-up journalist in Frontline, that David Field is the narrator. And initially, I honestly thought we were listening to the fellow who played Marty D'Estasio. It is so over-the-top gritty that it almost sounds like it's supposed to be a spoof. And then you realize that this is just people's lives. He uses lines. Now, I'm not going to say this. The writers of the series might want to take some credit here. But when he starts phrasing things like, he claims to be on the run from the police, or that's how it is when you're on the fringe, or how you do it in the Druitt, it's very hard to take this as a serious examination of the problems. It's been pitched by the producers as a fly-on-the-wall approach to documentary making, but that's just not enough. It is irresponsible not to contextualise things. And sometimes to contextualise problems, you don't just talk to the people who are involved themselves because they're not the best people to express what led to their problems. Sometimes you've got to go off to psychologists or to government experts or to welfare workers and let them feed back into the problem so you can get a sense of what the people themselves might be incapable of explaining well. They're at the heart of it. How could they necessarily be the best person to express their own concerns? They're not professional media workers. And so this is a problem, you know, with Struggle Street as a series. It's not just honest enough to say, look, if a friend said to me, listen, I'm just telling the truth, I'm just telling it like it is, we like to say to each other, we realize that without the love that is supposed to come with truth, it's really not helpful at all to just tell it like it is. And so I figure that there is a lot missing here from one, you know, from my observations as a documentary maker, there's a lot missing here that could have been more helpfully done, more clearly done.
Sure.
And it's bizarre that it's coming from a public broadcast that usually has such high standards.
Sure. And I guess there's a point to be made that not everyone in one district has the same issues. So there's a stereotype issue. But secondly, that not all social dysfunction is only found in one spot. Wherever you look, there's going to be social dysfunction.
I'm definitely on the same page as the mayor of Blacktown, who is basically saying that this is almost disadvantaging an entire suburb, an entire region all over again. It's like abusing people for the problems they actually have rather than helping them. I don't know how they expected that this would raise the chances of the people involved who are struggling with drug addiction or are struggling with mental illness or disability or just chronic unemployment. How this was ever going to benefit these people is beyond me. There's no path forward. There are little stories, little second chance moments, but most of this is cobbled together with so much cliche that it's just likely to be seen as cannon fodder for TV viewing, more likely to exacerbate the problem than it is to actually solve it. And look, can I just make a point, Claire? The tricky thing about this is what I refer to as a style of television called us and them. You know, it externalises the problem and says, look, it might be sympathetic, but what it does is it puts the problem all the way over there. Here are these people who are nothing like me, who are struggling against things that I don't struggle against, and they become more like goldfish in a bowl for me to look at. And I start to see the world in terms of polarised people who try and people who don't, people who are smart and people who aren't, people who are successful and people who are failures, people who are good and people who are bad. And that's just not how the world works. You point out the fact that there is actually a gradation across the city. I want to point out that there's a gradation across the human race. you know, in terms of when we start to look at the world in terms of us and them, we start to make ourselves feel just surreptitiously better about who we are. When the Bible wants to say, hey, listen, we have all got problems. We are all begging poor, but spiritually, and we all need to address that. And interestingly, when Jesus sits down and to make his first major public sermon, so to speak, at the Sermon on the Mount, the very first thing he says is, blessed are the poor in spirit, you know, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Those who actually realize that they are in need are likely to be blessed by God. You know, because you can't actually receive help until you realize you need it. And so it's actually not going to do us any favors as viewers, because we'll be sitting there thinking that, you know, so long as I've got a TV and, you know, that hasn't been half smashed in and I don't live in a particular postcode and my kids go to a private school or they've got a fair, decent education, I'm okay. But that's just not the case. I don't know anybody who would be happy to see their life on this particular small screen. But that said, I don't think that I can look at these people and see someone who's so different from me. In the end, I had a few benefits, and I managed to push past that, and God was gracious, and I have what I have because he's been gracious to me. But that doesn't mean that I couldn't be there, too, if things hadn't been different. And so I sort of feel that when we look at this, we need to look with a certain degree of sympathy, which, frankly, the sensationalism of Struggle Street is just not encouraging.
Mark Hadley, thanks very much for your time today.
Always happy to be part of it.